Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Y'all, as usual, I'm just so excited to gather with each and every one of you this morning. Every Monday morning, I'm excited for you all to gather here so we can say together, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for how far you have brought us, how far you have brought us, what you're doing right now in this moment, and what you're going to do for us this week and beyond. God, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for being everywhere that we are going. Thank you. So we just want to lift up God's name right now. I don't know where you're at. You could be just getting out the bed. You could be in the bathroom. You could be still in the bed. You could be in your car driving. You could be at work right now, in your home office, or physically at work. But just give God a hand clap of praise. Just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for this moment right here. Thank you, God, for bringing me this far. And thank you, God, for just giving me the ability to listen in on this prayer call, giving me the ability to comprehend what we're going to be talking about this morning. Yes. Because this is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. So let us rejoice and be glad in it. Yes. Good morning again. I can't say that enough. Good morning, because I just feel in my spirit that some of you all that are listening right now are going through some things in your career journey, going through some things just in life in general. And you're just like, God, I don't see a way out of this. I don't see a way out. I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I don't see it. But I want to say good morning to you, because how many of you know joy comes in the morning? Literally, not just the morning, the light sky and all of that, but when you are going through something, I want you to tell yourself good morning, because there is a good on the other side of what you may be going through. It may not be good now, but it's going to be good in the near future. And I just want to declare and decree that for you all this very morning. So wherever you're at, we're just going to thank God for it right now. And we're going to thank God for the victory you're going to experience in the near future. And we just declare that and decree that right now. All right. So like I've been doing these past few prayer calls, if you have access to the chat, definitely put your prayer requests in the chat. Yes, if you have access to the chat, put your prayer requests in the chat if you have any. If not, that is completely fine. But if you have access to the chat, definitely put your prayer requests in there. And while you all do that, I want to definitely highlight the theme for this call this morning. The theme for this prayer call. If you didn't get the hint over the songs that was played during the jam session, the theme is open heaven, open doors, open heaven, open doors. And we're going to get into it this morning. Okay. I'm going to say it again. Open heaven, open doors. And so I need y'all to just say open heaven, open doors. Listen, and I'm going to tell you how we even got to that topic. Okay. But before we get into that, I want to definitely share with you all some things. So over the past few weeks, I've just been alluding to the fact that there is something happening in my business, in the professional development industry, in my business, the U Brand Academy. And I'm so excited to share with you all points, and I'm going to share more this week. And I know you're like, oh my goodness, she keeps saying she's going to share more. She's going to share more. Yes, I am, because I'm waiting for everything to be tied and solidified all the way. And that is happening this week. It's happening this week. So I'm excited to share. So if you are on the text messaging list, you will definitely see that message come through and see how you can also get involved with that, or what's going to be released. Okay. Just know it's going to be exciting, and I'm excited to serve more people, to serve more people that need help within their career journey, that need some inspiration, that need guidance, that need elevation. Come on. Like, I know we don't just come on this call just to be up here. We're up here for a reason. We're up here for a purpose, and we're up here, most importantly, to give God all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, because he is worthy. And asking God specifically to orchestrate our work weeks, to orchestrate our career journey, because it is a journey, my friends. It is a journey. It is a journey. We ask God for to be with us in the entry-level points of our career journey. We ask God to be with us in the mid-level points of our career journey. We ask God to be with us in the senior most moments of our career journey. Listen, like, I help people of all ages in their career journey, elevating from entry level to phasing out of their, in the retirement phase. Okay. So I don't discriminate when it comes to the age thing about career journeys, because we're all looking to elevate despite your age. Elevate personally, professionally, but most importantly, elevate with God. Okay. All right. So let's get into it this morning. So the theme, open heaven, open doors. Listen, y'all, I had an amazing event to attend on Friday with a good friend of mine, one of my sisters in Christ. And it was so amazing. Like, the fact that I was able to witness things happening in the room, and what the pastor was really talking to us about. One of the things she was saying is that we live under an open heaven, right? We live under an open heaven. And the one thing that I left with from that event was that, Crystal, you cannot hesitate on asking God for what it is that you want. I'm going to say that again. I said, the one thing I left with from that event is to not hesitate with asking God for what I want, no matter what it is. I don't care. It could be the biggest outlandish thing, but it could be the craziest thing in the natural. But who is not crazy to is God. All while we're thinking like, I can't even utter these words out my mouth. Why? Because it's just that crazy. It's just that crazy to me right now. And it just may be that crazy to you right now. You may be wanting to pursue something in your career. You're like, man, that's so far-fetched. That's so far-fetched. But I'm going to challenge you this week. Matter of fact, I'm going to challenge you today to ask God for what you think is crazy. Ask God for what you think that is outlandish. Ask God for what you think that you may not even be worthy of. You may not feel like you're deserving of it, but God is sitting up there in heaven looking at you like, child, if you don't just open your mouth and ask me your heavenly Father for what you are desiring, for what you really want. I'm talking about, what is it that you desire in your next career journey or in your next career opportunity? What is it that you desire in a coworker? What is it that you desire in your job responsibilities? What is it that you desire to happen in your next interview? What is it that you desire to happen in your next? And I know I said the word next, but what you got to do now is ask. You got to ask now in order to really expect to receive it in your next. I'm going to say that again. You got to ask God now. There's so much. I want y'all to understand. There's so much power in the now. In asking, like, right now, too often we focus on, you know, the next, what's happening next and things like that. But we got to do the first thing. And the first thing is for us to ask now. Ask now and not hesitate on the ask or not hold back on the ask. Because it's like when we hesitate, let me tell you what we're doing. When we hesitate to ask God certain things or ask God anything, we are really limiting our faith. We're limiting our faith. We're sitting in a thought, in a headspace, like, God may not really come through for me. And I'm here to tell you that you stop thinking like that about your Heavenly Father. Stop thinking like that about the greats I am, the I am that I am. Stop thinking like that. And I'm gonna put a little bit of more emphasis on it and say, how dare you even think like that? How dare you think like that? How dare you even think that God won't come through for you? How dare you even think that God won't come through for you? And so, my friends, if you are in that space of thinking or in hesitation of asking God to come through for you or not thinking that God will come through for you about any and everything that you're going to be asking about, asking him about, or you are asking him about, I want to share with you. You got to take the limits off God. You got to take God out the box. God ain't in no box. God is not a boxed God. God is the God of the, he's the God of the, he's the creator of the universe. So let me tell you, if God is the creator of the universe, what makes you think that he's not going to come through when you ask him for certain things in your job description, when you ask him for certain things to happen for you in your career journey, when you ask him about certain things to happen for you in your business, when you ask him about certain things to happen for you in your life, when you ask him about certain things to happen for you, period, what makes you think that he's not going to come through? What makes you think that he's not going to come through for you in that very moment? So if you are in that hesitation period, if you're in that, I'm holding back, I'm not going to really ask him for that right now, or I'm not going to really share this with God right now. And it's because you're lacking a certain, lacking faith, my friends. You're lacking faith. You're lacking trust in your Heavenly Father. And so I want to just declare and decree right now that God increases your trust with him, that God increases your faith, that God increases your faith. I just got to stay there right quick. Increases your faith. Increases your faith. In this season, in regards to your career, in regards to your business, in regards to just life in general, it's like we got to know, like, the God we serve. We got to understand that he is Jehovah Jireh. We got to understand that God is the great I am. We got to understand that he's the ultimate healer. We have to understand and believe that he is the supplier of not just one of our needs, not just 2, 3, 4, 5 of our needs, but all of our needs, all of our needs. And so when I was studying for just to share with you all about the topic this morning, open heaven, open door, of course, you know, I did some research. I said, Lord, give me the words to say, to share with them what it is to live under an open heaven. What does that even mean? So living under an open heaven means having access to God, who provides for our needs and guides us into his will. It also can be described as a state of continuous favor with God. I'm gonna say that again. It also can be described as a state of continuous favor with God. And if you've been on these prayer calls or listening to the replays for some time, you always know we pray for God to shower his favor upon us each and every day, each and every day. But I gotta let you all know and remind you that we live under an open heaven. And so we have access to God, meaning there should be no hesitation on our ask. There should be no hesitation on us speaking things out loud. Or I ain't gonna say that out loud because I don't know if that's gonna happen. Listen, when you say it out loud, guess who you're giving it to? You're giving it to God. You're giving it to God. You're giving it to God and you're not giving it to man. You may be sharing it with a friend. You may be sharing it with a family member. You may be sharing it with whomever, but trust and believe you're giving it to God in that very moment. You're not giving it to them. You're not giving it to them and expecting them to move. You're giving it to God and expecting God to move. Come on now. When you give things to God and expect God to, and expect, I'm just break that down a little bit for you all. When you give it to God and expect for him to move, listen, that's a whole nother level of trust and faith, my friends. A whole nother level of trust and faith. And it's taking your relationship with God to another level that, and you're saying that, God, you got this. You got this. I don't have this. My family ain't got this. My coworkers ain't got this. Again, I don't have this. But I know for a fact you got this. Whatever I'm asking for, you got this. I want your will to be done. So, God, whatever it is I'm asking you, I know that it can't return void. I know that it's not going to come back to me empty. I know that because you're my heavenly Father. I know that because you are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the I am that I am. Come on now. Like, I know that when we give it to God, or when we surrender it to God, when we ask God, it's going to happen for us. It's going to happen, and we may not see it all the time. We may not get those instant results that we all want to get at times, but it's going to happen for you in your career. It's going to happen for you in your business. It's going to happen for you in your ministry. It's going to happen for you in your life. It's going to happen for you and your family. It's going to happen for you and your significant other. It's going to happen for you and your children. It's going to happen for you. And that's something that we have to believe, we have to trust, we have to reach up and grab it and believe and trust that we live under an open heaven, meaning we live with access to God. We live with access to God. And don't let the enemy come in and whisper things in your ears, because we already know what the word says about the enemy. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? We know that. But what also do we know? We know that God has come to give us life, and life more abundantly. So I just declare and decree right now that we reach up and grab the life and life more abundantly that God wants us to have. Okay. I want you to really lean in on that. Lean in on that. It is going to happen for me. It is happening for me. Let's just stay there. It is happening for you. And I believe that wholeheartedly. I believe that wholeheartedly. Healing is happening for you. Career advancement is happening for you. Opening open doors, unexpected doors, unexpected blessings are happening for you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. So I pray that message really penetrated your heart and you really definitely believe that to be true for you. Believe that to be true for you. And a scripture that I really want to highlight this morning is Hebrews 11, verse 1. Actually, I encourage you all to read the entire Hebrews 11. But I really want to just read verse 1 to you. And it states, "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Okay, and so that was verses 1 through 3. But verses 1 definitely describes what faith is. "Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see." About what we do not see. So because you don't see your request being granted right before your eyes, that doesn't mean that God isn't working behind the scenes. That doesn't mean that God isn't doing a new thing just for you. That does not mean that God isn't working. God is always working on our behalf. Always working on our behalf. And I believe that wholeheartedly, wholeheartedly for each and every one of us. All right, so let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for waking them up this morning, Lord. I thank you for giving them the ability to move their limbs, the ability to listen, the ability to see, to taste, to smell, to move. God, I thank you. I thank you for healing them from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. God, I thank you for just being in the midst, of every phone call they may be on this week. I thank you for being in every interview they may have this week. I thank you for all the unexpected phone calls and the blessings to come through, whether it's through the mail, through the email, through the phone calls, or through whatever, God, through whatever channel of communication, God. We just thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for being in the midst of every we thank you for being in the doctor room. We thank you for being in the courtrooms. We thank you for being on our jobs, God. We thank you for setting the atmosphere before we even get into the job. We thank you for setting the atmosphere so that it's conducive for your spirit to just flow. Flow, God, just the flow. And for when we step in, it's going to feel a little different for us. And it's going to feel a little different for our coworkers too. But it's going to be a good difference. We just thank you, God, for being in the room. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the favor that you shower upon us each and every day. God, we thank you for allowing us to live under an open heaven. God, we thank you for the ability to even ask you, for the things that are on our hearts, God. We thank you. We thank you for allowing us to have direct access to you, which is such a wonderful thing, God, that we can just go to you and say, God, thank you. God, we just ask you to be in any situation that we may be facing in this moment, in this season. God, we thank you. We thank you for bringing to our remembrance of what you have done for us. God, we thank you for showing us reminding us of your receipts. God, because your receipts are longer than any receipts that we've ever seen. So God, we thank you for just coming through for us over and over and over again. God, we thank you for meeting us for where we're at right now in this very moment. God, we thank you for the elevation. We thank you for elevating us to where you want to elevate us, not necessarily where we want to go and be elevated, but for where you want to elevate us, God. We thank you. We thank you for the abundant lifestyle, God. God, we thank you we thank you for just having us in the palm of your hands, having us exactly where you want us to be and positioning us exactly where you want us to be in this very season. God, we thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace, extending your grace to us, extending your grace to our neighbors, our friends, our family. God, we thank you for your covering over this nation, over this world, God. We thank you. In Jesus' precious name, I pray, ask that you continue to cover us in every vehicle that we may be in. Keep us from all hurt, harm, or danger. Keep our family from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the name of Jesus, I pray right now. And also continuously remind us, Lord, continuously remind us that we can ask you for any and everything, big or small. And ask you for any and everything, no matter how crazy it sounds, but just know that when we ask you, it's in your hands now, and it will not return void. So in Jesus' precious name, I pray, amen and amen. All right, you all know we kind of went over, but it's okay. It's okay. I thank y'all for hanging in there with me this morning. And I pray that you have a blessed and productive work week. And before I definitely close, I definitely want to give a shout out to those that are listening in the U.S., of course, but those who have been rocking with me internationally, I want to shout y'all out to those that have been listening in Singapore. I don't know who y'all are, but y'all have been listening for the past 60 plus days. I wanted to shout you out because that's something I'm declaring, decreeing. I'm putting the ask out there to God that God, wherever you have put my voice in, whatever country you have put my voice in, I want to visit. I want to visit. I want a tour to be had. Okay. Y'all hearing me say this. I don't really put my request out there like that, but I'm putting my request out there to God, because like I said, when I put it out there to God, or when we put it out there to God, something is going to happen. I don't know what that something is, but it's in God's hands now. point blank period, right? So thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for tuning in. And I just pray that this message blesses you as much as it blesses me. All right. I'll see you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.